number at five. Wait, it's a Rocket and Teresa show. I'm kind of freaked out a little bit.
Why?
Earlier this morning, here on the Rocket and Teresa show, these girls made a bet about me, and I didn't even know that they know me as well. It freaks me out.
Well, we always have KMBC on in the background, and I noticed that today Emily has a ponytail, and I carefully and quietly said to Teresa, Rocket's going to comment on this ponytail. Let's take a bet on how long it takes. She was the closest.
I said 6:42 a.m. Tara said 7:03. At exactly 6:35 a.m. this morning, Rocket said, quote, Emily looks super hot with her hair pulled back.
Yep.
How did you know I was going to say that, though?
I just know you like the back of my hand, Rocket.
Yeah, you're very habitual.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. All right. Most kids are out of school today, so enjoy the day off.
Yep. Trending topics brought to you by EA Bride. Looking for your perfect wedding dress? Come to the largest sample collection at the Grand Hall in Power and Light. For more info, go to eabride.com. So we are bracing for more freezing rain, much of the area, including the metro, under a winter weather advisory until today around noon. Some areas could see up to 1 inch of snow and 0.2 inches of ice by the time the storm moves out of the region, and it's going to just cause some travel issues. And also some delays at KCI. So just, you know, check before you go up there, or if you're expecting someone flying in or whatever, just get all the info before you make that big drive.
There's a lot of traffic on the roads, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than a week of mourning and services for the Reverend Billy Graham begins today. The iconic minister, often called America's evangelist, died in his sleep at his home in North Carolina yesterday morning. He was 99. His body's going to be moved to the Billy Graham Training Center in Asheville today. A private prayer service for his immediate family is scheduled Saturday. A motorcade will bring his body to the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte Saturday afternoon. He will lie in public repose at the library next Monday and Tuesday. An invitation-only funeral in Charlotte will begin at noon on Friday, March 2nd, and more than 2,000 guests, including President Trump, Vice President Pence, and former presidents, have been invited to the funeral. I also thought it was interesting that yesterday, one of the things I told you was that I really enjoyed season 2 of The Crown,
right?
Because it showed that he actually had a relationship with Queen Elizabeth when he first was starting to become very popular and known around the world. He went to England and she watched him preach, and they even had just one-on-one meetings because she was very interested in what he had to say. And she actually released a statement talking about it, and she said that she would actually reach out to the family personally to give her condolences.
I was watching a lot of this documentary and stuff on him also yesterday. And the one thing, he was married to what he did. He believed in really helping people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he does. He does. But the one thing he said he regretted, he has 5 kids he wished he had spent more time with.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because they're sharing stories about him. And, you know, he was a farm boy.
Oh, yeah.
And they talked about how even, you know, late in life, he would still, you know, he had money, and he would eat like cold beans out of a can.
Aww.
And really, because that's just what he grew up with. That was what he would have for lunch, and just really gross snacks. The U.S. women's ice hockey team beat Canada last night to take the gold for the first time in 20 years.
Megan Augusta, she scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! United States wins gold in Pyeongchang.
Now, isn't this the day that the U.S. won back in 1980?
When the men won.
Yes.
Yeah. Very exciting, isn't it?
It was cool because I watched it, and it was like a shootout towards the end in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, I get chills just thinking about it. Can I play that one more time?
Sure.
I love hockey.
Megan Augusta, she scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
USA!
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 I was so excited. I went online to try to buy the hockey jersey.
Uh-huh.
How much do you think they are?
100.
No.
200.
$275.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
They're so cool, though.
Yep. People are pushing for Snapchat to switch back to its old design. Over 1 million people have signed an online petition asking for the photo sharing app to remove its current update that rolled out earlier this year, which completely changed. Many have argued the app is now harder to use, with even celebrities like Chrissy Teigen asking for the update to be reconsidered.
What's the update? What do they do?
You know, I haven't been on it very much because we used to have this girl named Tara that we would be in like a group
yeah.
Snapchat. And one day she just up and decided, she's like, I'm getting rid of this. And she discovered this thing called Instagram.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And without our group chats, it's like, I don't care. So I don't even go on it. I mean, she basically drained all of the love and she just sucked it right out of me. I'm like, oh, it's no joy anymore on Snapchat.
What I'm hearing is that I'm a genius and I got out while the iron was hot and now it sucks.
Mm. But she's hilarious. The one millennial on this show that should know everything, one day just goes, Have you guys tried this Instagram?
It's pretty cool.
Did you know you can do stories and take videos? And wow. And today is National Margarita Day, everybody. That's right. Did you know that 76% of Americans like margaritas, and that includes one-third of us who love them? Just a tiny 7% hate them. I'm part of that. I don't hate them. It's just that Tequila and I had a beautiful night together in college at a Fi-Si party, and we broke up, and we just don't see each other anymore.
For me, it's just the, what is it, the acid? It just, yeah. I feel like it's eating at my stomach.
Yeah. I can even, I've sipped it a little enough to tell you I like the taste of it, but seriously, I smell tequila and I go, eek. Two-thirds of people prefer frozen margaritas to ones on the rocks. What do
on
you guys
rocks.
Like?
On the rocks for me.
I prefer frozen, but rocks is healthier, so that's what I would order.
Okay. 26% of us always lick the salt off the rim.
No salt.
Half salt.
Half?
Yep.
Like just half of the cup?
Yep, half the rim.
Is that a common thing?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool.
Why
That's
do you
neat.
Only like half?
Because I don't want all the salt. It's not healthy, but you gotta get a little taste.
Who knows? 24% of us can't stop. 24% of us can't stop after just drinking one margarita.
I have total self-control.
And 30% say it is the best happy hour drink ever.
Amen, sister. Kansas City's number one.